الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سبعة يظلهم الله في ظله يوم لا ظل إلا ظله أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام Respected علماء elders, brothers, young ones in Islam, the advice of our Shaykh and Ustad Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Hamid Sahib Dawan Barakatum is that before every bayan we should try to mention one of the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam so that we get the shauq and desire to practice upon the sunnats of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So three simple sunnats for the day of Jumu'ah, which inshallah we are practicing upon, just a reminder for us inshallah. One is a recital of Surah Kaf. Alhamdulillah we are reading, just a reminder. So every Friday we read Surah Kaf, we encourage our children at home. Today everyone is worried about the fitnas and the evils which are happening around us. But we read Surah Kaf, and inshallah Allah will protect a person from all of the fitnas. Even if the Dajjal has to come out, he will be protected. So to a greater extent, he'll be saved from all the evils before the Dajjal comes out. You're reading Surah Kaf. The second action on the day of Jumu'ah is the recital of salawat and durood upon our beloved master, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. There are great, great virtues mentioned for reciting salawat and durood. A person reads 100 times Durood Sharif on Friday, Allah will fulfill 30 needs of this world and 70 needs of the year after. A person recites 300 times salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he will have extreme closeness to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi alayhi salam said, "Awla nasi bi yawm al-qiyamah aktharuhum alayya salatan." The person who will be closest to me on the day of Qiyamah will be the one who recites abundance of salawat upon me. As the Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi said, minimum of abundance is 300 times. So we did 300 times. Inshallah, closest we will get to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. He will intercede on our behalf on the day of Qiyamah, inshallah. And our buzruks and pious people have mentioned, we try and read 1,000 times salawat on Nabi alayhi salam on the day of Jumu'ah. It is the experience of the pious that people, Allah shows them the place in Jannah before they leave this world. SubhanAllah, what a great thing. Who, when a person sees his place in Jannah, who will desire to stay in this world? So many people are inspired, they're shown a place, and then they want to leave this world. They're making dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So just by reciting salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, durood sharif, many, many other great benefits a person acquires. The love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he comes out of a life of sins. Many, many benefits. As the Shaykh rahmatullah alayhi has written a kitab, Fazaili Durood Sharif. All of the benefits are mentioned there. Simple, sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Read 200 times after Maghrib, 200 times after Isha, after Fajr, after Jumu'ah, and after Asr. And now a person will go home, instead of now shouting his wife why the lunch is not ready on time. Read your Durood Sharif, inshallah. By the time you finish your Durood, the lunch will be ready also. There's no need to fight with her and to argue and shout her. So simple. 200 times after every salat, it will take about 3 minutes. And in this way, a person can read 1,000 times salawat on Nabi alayhi salam. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Every day in our life, we should try to read at least 100 times. But on the day of Jumu'ah, we should try to increase. And the third simple action to be done on Jumu'ah is the three quls. Qul huwallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, and qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. After the Jumu'ah salah. So it comes in a hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, something to the effect that a person who reads these three quls 7 times after Jumu'ah Salah. So after Jumu'ah means either immediately after Jumu'ah or after we finish our Sunnat Salahs, we read our Sunnats, and then we read the three quls 7 times each. Allah will protect a person from this Jumu'ah till the following Jumu'ah. So we all need protection of our iman, protection of our wealth, protection of our lives, protection of our property. And the muhaddithin who narrate this hadith, they say that we found this amal, this action to be extremely beneficial. We practice upon it, and we found it beneficial. So Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. Ulama say, it comes in the hadith also, after every salat, one time at least, after Fajr, Zuhar, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, Qul huwallahu ahad, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. And subhanAllah, our deen is so simple, and the simplest of things are the most beneficial. Mufti Wali Hassan Saab, rahmatullah alayhi, used to say that Allah mentioned these surahs at the end of the Quran, because at the end of time, man will be most in need of them. Qul huwallahu ahad is to strengthen our iman. Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak is to save us from all physical harms. And Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas is to save us from all spiritual harms. So these three surahs, and we are encouraged so much to read them. Nabi alayhi salam was sick, he used to read them. Before sleeping at night, he would read them. Waking up in the morning, first thing, Qul a'udhu bi rabbil falak, Qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. After every salat, one time, 3 times in the morning, 3 times in the evening. So whatever, whenever we can, inshallah, we read these surahs. They're extremely powerful, extremely beneficial. So at least after Jumu'ah salah, inshallah, 7 times, قُلْ وَاللَّهُ وَحَدْ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ النَّاسِ. Three simple actions. Allah give us tawfiq. Surah Kahf, Durood Sharif in abundance, and the three quls after our Jumu'ah Salah. The hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I mentioned, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam mentions that there are 7 categories of people, and Allah will grant them shade under His shade, when there will be no shade on the day of Qiyamah except His shade. Extremely hot day. From here, our buzruks mention, our elders mention also, that how many of us ever think about the future? We say, I think about the future, my child's future. I need to have some investment policy for him. I need to worry about his future. My daughter must have some degree. What will happen to her in the future if something happens? So a person has all of these thoughts. But really, that's not our future. Because that we've got no guarantee we'll even reach there. The real future is the future of Akhirat. The day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years long. Extremely hot day. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said 7 categories of people will be under the shade of Allah's arsh. They'll be in comfort. They'll be, Allah will maybe lay out a dastarkhan. There will be food, there will be drinks, they'll be enjoying themselves. A lot of comfort and ease compared to the other people who will be in this extreme heat of the day of Qiyamah. So in this hadith, Nabi alayhi salam mentioned 7 groups of people, 7 categories. So ulama say that the one special quality of all seven categories of these people is that they went against their nafs and desires. Allah has created desires in every person. And in life we have to fight our desires. We can either become a slave of our desires or become the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A person who becomes a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he fights his desires. So this person now, that hot desires which was in a person, he cooled it down. So in place of that, Allah will give him the coolness on the day of Qiyamah. Subhanallah. Because hal jazaul ihsan illa ihsan. As you do good, Allah does the same good to you. So one is you fulfill your desires. So that heat of desires, you are fulfilling it. So there'll be heat for you on the day of Qiyamah. But if you learn to cool your desires and control your desires, then on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will call you and Allah will give you that izzat and honor and Allah will give you that coolness. So the first category is al-imamul adil. You see, a person who is a just ruler. So when we think of a ruler, normally we think of an imam, a khalifa of the Muslims. He owns the whole country. But it can refer to maybe in our town, the person who is the mayor of the town, or a person who is running a country, or a person who even is the imam in his house. He's the amir of the house, he's the imam. And to be just. Once a person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and said, O Nabi of Allah, this one son of mine, I've given him so much of goods. I gave him a slave. So I want you to bear witness that I've given him a slave. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked him that all other children, have you given them equally also? He said, O Nabi of Allah, I haven't. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam became very upset with him. Nabi alayhi salam said, I refuse to bear testimony to this. He said, do you want your other children to have hatred for you? Something to that effect. Because you have to be fair and just to your children. Love in the heart, we've got no control. But outwardly, you're going to create enmity amongst your children. So to be a just and a fair ruler. They say that a ruler now, because he's facing people of different temperaments, for him to be just, sometimes you have to go against your own family members. Sometimes, normally a person, whenever there's a problem, he always takes his family members' side. You are a ruler, you are a person in charge. Subhanallah, now not to take sides and to give benefit. One of the great qadis, I cannot remember who exactly it was. So he came to his father one day, he told his father, you know, I want to, court case, I've got some matter. If I go to court, will you think I got a good chance of winning this case? So his father said, yeah, I think you should take it to court. So anyhow, he went to court, his father was the judge, and his father gave the verdict against his own son. That told his father, I'm embarrassed. I wouldn't have gone to court if I knew I'm going to lose the case. So the father said, no, it was a haq and it was the right of the other person. That's why I made sure you go to court. Outwardly, I showed you will win the case. But I had to pass a judgment because on the day of Qiyamah, I have to stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I have to be a fair person. So the first quality, al-imamul adil, a person who is a just person, whether it comes to his family, whether it comes to the bigger family, extended family, but a person looks with the eye of akhirat. With my desires, sometimes I have to go against my own desires, against my own son also, I have to pass a decision. But no, what is the right thing? Islam said, Shabun nasha fi ibadatillahi ta'ala. A youngster who grows up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A youngster, ulama have given different meanings of youngster, but some say from the age of 15 to the age of about 30, 35, or even 40, some have said. A youngster who's got a lot of desires within himself, and he grows up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They say the age of youth is the age of madness. Person is mad, he does funny things in the youth. But a person who learns to control himself at that time, he says, I'll sit in the masjid. Many students, mashallah, they go out in jamaat, in tabligh jamaat. What a desire, you're going against your desires. Everyone is going out to holidays in Durban now. It's December time. But this person is breaking his desires. I'm going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm sitting with the mashayikh. I'm going to study in a darul ulum, in a madrasa. Everyone in the world is doing other things and they're fulfilling their desires. But that youngster who says that my life, he sacrifices, definitely it's a very great sacrifice. But every sacrifice of a person is not gone unseen. It is watched by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that youngster who grows up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, his youth is extremely valuable in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he also will be under the shade of Allah's arsh on the day of Qiyamah. The third category, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ رَجُلٌ مُعَلَّقٌ قَلْبُهُ بِالْمَسَاجِدِ. That person whose heart is connected to the masjid. Every person likes in life to go to other places where he can fulfill his desires. Maybe a person likes to go to the cinema. I don't know, now people really go to cinemas, they've got the TVs in the house, they've got the cinemas in the house. So he likes to watch films like that. Or he likes to go to certain resorts. He likes to go to certain places where so much of evil is taking place. But this person, he goes against his desires. and he makes his heart connected to the masjid. Remember in life, whenever you got desires of something, for a short while a person has to learn to control it. Once it comes under control, it becomes very easy now for a person to go to any environment. So a person doesn't like the masjid, but he forces himself. A short while it remains, and then the nafs becomes habituated to it, then it becomes enjoyable for a person. So Nabi alayhi salam said, a person whose heart is connected to the masjid, he will perform one salat now, he's waiting, when is the next salat, they have to go to the masjid. It's very easy for a person to say, hey, let's make him, we've got the musalla in our business place. Normally, Zuhr namaz, everyone comes, mashallah, but Asr salat, there's a lot of weakness, a person doesn't close his shop at that time, because that's the main time now for the customers are coming, business is roaring at that time. Mashallah, yesterday we had one karguzari of one person, so particular about closing his business at the time of Asr salat. He said, no matter what, at the time of Asr, all the workers must go to the masjid. He makes sure he closes his shop. And you come back, if there's 15 minutes left, you'll open up. But otherwise, Asr time, it must be closed and everyone must go to the masjid. He wouldn't read. And when the whole riots took place in the KwaZulu-Natal area, alhamdulillah, his shop was saved. Allah Ta'ala protected his shop. He didn't say, he was right in the middle. All the shops around him was looted. But Allah protected that shop. So when we have these qualities, so a person whose heart is connected to the masjid, every moment, when can I go to the masjid? He's breaking his, going against his nafs and his desires. Because everyone desires to go to wrong places. But he is connecting himself to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The fourth category, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, رَجُلَانِ تَحَابَّ فِي اللَّهِ اجْتَمَعَ عَلَيْهِ وَتَفَرَّقَ عَلَيْهِ. Two men who love one another only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they gather because of the pleasure, the love of Allah, and they separate because of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, normally every person in life, he likes friends, he likes company because of some worldly benefit. I know this person, I'm going to get some money from him. I know this person, I'm going to get some status from him. I know this person, I'm going to get some worldly benefit. But here you get two men. No worldly benefits. They are only gathering and separating for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a person has to sacrifice, go against his nafs. I need to make some connection, some relationship with a pious person of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for no worldly benefit. Only for my connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this also a person on the day of Qiyamah, he will be under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the shade of the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when there will be no shade. Because he broke his desires to have friends, you can have many, many friends. But his friend was based solely for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And really my dear brothers, الْأَخِلَّاءُ يَوْمَ إِذٍ بَعْضُهُمْ لِبَعْضٍ عَدُوٌ إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. On the day of Qiyamah, all friends, they will become enemies of one another. They won't have the connection. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. A man will run away from his wife, from his brothers, from his children, from close people to him. إِلَّا الْمُتَّقِينَ. But those who had taqwa, piety, the friendship was based on Allah subhanahu, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for deen. That will be a true friend. It will help a person on the day of Qiyamah. So those two people who met one another only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. MashaAllah, we are fortunate here. Sometimes it happens, you know, where they say the darkest place under the candle is, the most darkest place. Everywhere around is getting surrounded and they get a benefit. Sometimes, MashaAllah, we have programs in our masjid. We don't appreciate it. MashaAllah, the majal is taking place here, the program is taking place here. And you get few people coming for the masjid. Even maybe say 50, 100 people. But there's so many of us who can come for these programs and we deprive ourselves. And then, like Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi was here, many people might not have benefited so much. And now Hazrat Maulana's, mashallah, legacy continues. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah, we take full benefit from the programs. We don't appreciate it when a person travels around to other places in the world and he sees how people appreciate from other countries. And they'll be prepared sometimes just to travel 100 kilometers, 200 kilometers just to go for a program. And sometimes we have the opportunities here, but we take it for granted. And a person doesn't take benefit. Allah give us tawfiq, inshallah. So we gather for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we separate for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking full benefit, inshallah, from the pious people in our company, in our areas, in our environments. So this is the fourth person. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said the fifth person is a person, a woman of beauty and status. She calls him towards evil. فَقَالَ إِنِّي أَخَافُ اللَّهِ. He said, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the past, maybe people couldn't understand it so well. A woman is going to call you towards evil. And it was a bit difficult also. Women had a haya, they got shame in them. And normally it's the man who calls. But in today's time, we are living in such an environment where it's very easy. The women, they are calling men towards themselves. Whether it can be, whether it's right or it's wrong, obviously to have our secretary as a woman. She's working in our shop, in our business. And now all the time we are dealing with her and we are speaking to her. And it's so easy for a person to fall and for a person to slip. Allah protect and save us. Never ever trust ourselves. Nabi alayhi salam, na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyati amalina. We seek Allah's protection from the evil of our nafs. The nafs of a person all the time is ammaratun bisu, calling a person towards evil. No one can ever have guarantee on himself that me, I'm very strong. I won't fall. Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi, so long incident, but he mentions that once he was talking with some ulama and they said that they were trying to argue with Hazrat Thanvi rahmatullahi alayhi. So he explained to them, he said, you see the nafs of a person, the desires of a person is so tricky how it catches a person. He said, me, I don't trust myself. He said, even if a lady writes a letter to me, she's writing for Islam purposes, he says, I get a bit of enjoyment in my nafs. That it wasn't a man, it is a woman who wrote to me. So this woman, she got some like affiliation with me. So he said, I get a bit of happiness in my nafs when a woman sends a letter to me. He said, I make a lot of tawbah and istighfar after that day because I can actually feel a difference in my nafs. So these people are very pure. SubhanAllah, what? How pure their hearts were. So the smallest amount of black dot comes on it, immediately a person understands it. He said, I make tawbah and istighfar after that. Today we speak to women, we talk to women, and then every person says, he said, my heart is clean. And one alim said so nicely, he said, your heart may be clean, but your trousers becomes dirty after that. Nafs and shaitan is playing with every single person. So a person has to be very, very careful regarding this. And today with the cell phone, unfortunately, how many people get caught up? Good people, married people, a wife is sleeping and a husband is sitting on the cell phone and he's talking and chatting with that person. And he says, he's just my friend. The one person says, he says, my wife is getting angry with me, she's fighting with me all the time. So eventually he divorced his wife. And then thereafter, he said, wife is getting angry. She said, no, this worker in my place, she's getting angry while I'm talking to her. She's just a friend of mine. So my wife is getting upset and all the time she's fighting with me and arguing with me. Anyhow, eventually, he said, the time came, now I had to divorce her. He divorced her, so his friend is asking him, then what happened? He said, I got married to that lady. He said, that's why your wife was getting upset with you. Obviously, she already had a sixth sense that what's happening there. So Allah protect and save us, inshallah. Don't get involved. When a person goes, then it's very difficult for a person to come out. A person feels, I'm testing the waters, I'm just speaking to her, I've just got a relationship with her. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has placed certain barriers. Staying away from haram and evil. Because when a person slips, they say where the ground is slippery, even the elephant can slip. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullahi one day was walking and he saw one youngster. He told the youngster, hey, watch out, don't slip here, it's very slippery. He said, Imam Sahib, if I fall, I fall. But if you fall, the whole ummah will fall with you. You're a big person, if you fall and you slip, what will happen? So every one of us, Allah protect and save us, our chastity, our modesty. Today we are living in a time of great, great fitna, evils where a person can easily fall. As the Mufti Ibrahim Salaji Sahib Daun Barakatuh mentioned one incident of one wealthy person when he passed away, then his whole property he transferred it to his secretary. And she was a non-Muslim woman also. And the reason why he transferred it to her, he was having an affair with her. And she must have told him, she blackmailed him that you don't give me your whole property, I'll spy you out. So anyhow, everything he gave. And Mufti Sahib said, imagine now when his children went to the business, she said, everything is in my name. He said, how they must be cursing their father. Just for a little bit of enjoyment. Thori derki lezzat hamesha ki zillat. For a short while of enjoyment. And a person puts himself in disgrace and embarrassment forever and forever. Allah protect and save us. So a woman calls him status of wealth. And he says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not going to get involved in this. Allah give us tawfiq. The sixth person Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said is a person who, he spends wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he spends it in such a way his right hand doesn't know the left hand is spending or the left hand doesn't know the right hand is spending. It means with so much of sincerity. One is to spend wealth in the path of Allah is difficult, is a qurbani, a sacrifice on the nafs. And secondly, to spend it with ikhlas and sincerity, no one must know. I'm not doing it so everyone, you know, I spent 100,000 last month, you know, I spent 1 million rand here, I gave my zakat here, no, a person for the pleasure of Allah. Sometimes it's necessary for a person to explain, to tell the people, to encourage people. Certain mashayikh, they will tell people, I did a certain action, because this is to encourage people. But for us, generally, we should try to all do our actions, especially of charity, especially of lillah charity, quietly. There is more sincerity, there is more ikhlas in that. And inshallah, we will get much more rewards in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Shaykh rahmatullah has mentioned, a very simple system of spending in the path of Allah. He said, every person must have a certain amount of wealth he spends in the path of Allah. He said, Sahaba radiallahu anhu, the normal habit was 33% they would spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But obviously, to reach a level is not easy. Every person, every month, you make an intention, 5%, 10%, 20%. This money I'm going to spend in the part of Allah. So if you're earning every month or every week, you have an envelope. And then you take all that money and you put it in that envelope. So my monthly is 10%. So from there you give your zakat, you give your qurbani, whatever you want to spend. But he says, now you will start looking for avenues where I can spend my money in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Otherwise a person says, I'll spend. But he doesn't get the opportunity. Something or the other comes up. Every person should have some wealth, which is, whether you're a poor person or a rich person, but we must be spending in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One great benefit is, the love of dunya comes out of a person's heart, and a person becomes connected to akhirat by spending in the part of Allah. So anyhow, this is the sixth quality Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, and the last quality Nabi alayhi salam mentioned, a person sitting in solitude, and he sits and thinks about the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or he thinks about his gunas and his sins and his past life, and his eyes start tearing, and he starts crying. It's between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's no show, there's no name and fame, there's no status. It's between him and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will also be one of those seven people under the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. Allah make us, ulama say, we try to bring all of these seven qualities into our life. If we can't get all seven, at least start off with one or two of those qualities, and we bring them into our lives. The day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years. We are worried about our future, 20 years, 30 years, but we're not worried about the future. 50,000 years, how will I stand up on the day of Qiyamah? Those people who made the sacrifices in this world, they cooled, as I mentioned, they cooled the desires of their heart. They had a lot of desires, but they cooled. Allah will give them the coolness on the day of Qiyamah. Allah make us amongst those people. Seven people. One is Al-Imam Al-Adil, a person who is a ruler, but he's got justice within himself. A youngster who grows up in the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man whose heart is connected to the masjid. He tries as far as possible to be in the masjid. Every namaz must be in the masjid, particular about that. Two men who love one another for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They gather and they leave. They come to the masjid, they meet the pious people only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they separate on this. A man who, a beautiful woman, a woman of status, calls him towards evil, and he says, I fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he abstains from it. A person who spends his wealth in the part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so much so that his right hand doesn't know what his, or his left hand doesn't know what his right hand is spending. With so much of sincerity, he's spending in the part of Allah, but with sincerity. And a man who remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in solitude, and his tears, his eyes, they flow with tears. Allah grant myself and all of us tawfiq. And in the beginning of the bayan, we spoke about three simple actions. One is Surah Kaf. Every Friday we should try to read it. And we should try to recite abundance of salawat and durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Our mashayikh encourage us to read 1,000 times salawat on Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam on the day of Jumu'ah. And the third one was the three quls. Qul wallahu ahad, qul a'udhu bi rabbil falaq, qul a'udhu bi rabbin nas. After our Jumu'ah salah, 7 times each, inshallah. The person who reads these three quls 7 times each, Allah will protect a person from this Jumu'ah till the next Jumu'ah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا
الحمد لله الحمد لله القائل هل أتى على الإنسان حين من الدهر لم يكن شيئا مذكورا خلق الإنسان فسواه وجعله سميعا بصيرا ثم هداه السبيل ونصب له الدليل إما شاكر وإما كفورا أما الكافرون فأعتد لهم سلاسل وأغلالا وسعيرا يعذبون بأصناف العذاب ينادون ويلا ويدعون ثبورا وأما الأبرار فيشربون من كأس كان مزاجها كافورا هذا وقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إن الدنيا حلوة خضرة وإن الله مستخلفكم فيها فينظر كيف تعملون أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم بما فيه من الآيات والذكر الحكيم فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فقد قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة أجمعين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم انصر واحفظ وتجاوز عن أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون فاذكروني أذكركم واشكروا لي ولا تكفرون
Kindly straighten the sufuf, ensure that we are standing shoulder to shoulder and all gaps are filled in.
Allah 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 Allah
Allahu Akbar. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غثاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم الجهر وما يخفى ونيسرك لليسرى فذكر إن نفعت الذكرى سيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبقى إن هذا لفي الصحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين هل أتاك حديث الغاشية وجوه يومئذ خاشعة عاملة ناصبة تصلى نارا حامية تسقى من عين آنية ليس لهم طعام إلا من ضريع لا يسمن ولا يغني من جوع وجوه يومئذ ناعمة لسعيها راضية جنة عالية لا تسمع فيها لاغية فيها عين جارية فيها سرر مرفوعة وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة أفلا ينظرون إلى الإبل كيف خلقت وإلى السماء كيف رفعت وإلى الجبال كيف نصبت وإلى الأرض كيف سطحت فذكر إنما أنت مذكر لست عليهم بمسيطر إلا من تولى وكفر فيعذبه الله العذاب الأكبر إن إلينا إيابهم ثم إن علينا حسابهم.
الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام. اللهم أعنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، له الملك وله الحمد وهو على كل شيء قدير. اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد، برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.